This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport plays a critical role in the economic vitality of our region, but how the airport is managed has been open to debate for some time now. Last week, the Kentucky Auditor released his report and a proposal to restructure the airport's board. Here to take a look at the possibility of that happening and what it could mean for the future of CVG are Kenton County Commissioner and Judge Executive-elect Chris Knockelman and Cincinnati Enquirer investigative reporter James Pilcher. You can call in at 513-419-7100. Or email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
James, you were one of the first reporters on this story when the auditor started working into this. Lots of people were reporting on it. You had a little bit extra information there. Why don't you tell us what you found out and how this all started and what the concerns were initially, just to give us a brief background of what's happened.
Sure. Actually, the day we released the fact that it was coming out the next day, we sat down and said, you know what, we need to recap everything for our own readers. And that was the Monday before the announcement of the auditor's findings. And I sat down and I wrote a story, kind of eight things you need to know, and here's eight things that have happened. And just that, when we put it all into one place, just makes your head spin, because this story has had so many twists and turns over the last year, year and a half. bit.ly/CVG saga, if you want to go look it up. This has its roots, into last spring when the board started to question whether or not the current CEO should stay in place, Candace McGraw. So we started getting word of that. Then we started getting word of excessive spending, and I'd covered the airport before. I'd known they'd kind of liked a lot, hit live high on the hog, but I'd heard it's gotten worse. So that became a big issue. We did a story on all their travel, and that the judge executive was going with them. They're going to Morocco and Calgary and all these other places, spending a lot of money on their dinners and alcohol after their meetings. The only board around here that does that kind of thing. And that got the interest of the auditor, and he launched an investigation late last fall. It took him 9 months, and then they released it last week. But what the auditor did was to take all of these different findings and basically use them as justification for saying the current structure for the way the airport is run is broken. And these are his words, not mine, but that – The power over the airport lies in one person's hands, and it's not being used or not being seen as a regional asset. And then that one person is the Kenton County Judge Executive.
Now, let's explain why that is, because the Kenton County Judge Executive appoints all the seats on the airport.
Yeah, he appoints the seven voting seats. There's seven fully voting seats on the airport board right now. And then there's 11 advisory board members, which are kind of like Class B board members. They can vote in committee, but they can't vote on final motions. Only the seven fully voting members can be, and only the officers, like the chairman and the vice chairman, can come from those seven.
And those seven members are from what parts of the state?
They can be from anywhere, but they're appointed by the Kenton County Judge Executive. There's no requirement on where they live.
I thought some had to be from Boone County, some had to be.
Well, that's the advisory board.
Okay.
The advisory board gets there's City of Cincinnati gets a seat on that. The Hamilton County gets a seat. Boone County gets a seat. The Kentucky governor gets a couple of gets a seat. Things like that. So you have this discrepancy in who, you know. So basically, you know, the final say comes down to whoever Kenton County appointed. And that's a harken back to the fact that Kenton County does indeed own the airport. They started it. They bought the land in, even though the airport's in Boone County, they bought the land in the mid 1940s, 1943, and they've owned it ever since. And it was set up that way ever since the 1940s. Because they own it, they have the power to say who runs it or who oversees the running of it. That being said, it's still set up as a separate operating entity. There's no monies that are intermingled. The airport, actually, they can't, legally, they can't, you know, Kenton County can't give money to the airport. The airport can't give money to Kenton County for operations. So they're two separate things. So it's been that way for years. And because of that, that's what the auditor is saying needs to change.
Commissioner Nockelman, now you have been paying attention to this for a while as a commissioner. You are you won the primary against the current judge executive, and as far as we know, no competition. So you will be the judge executive after the November election. Tell us what your observations have been for what you've seen so far and why you had concerns. You campaigned hard on this issue.
Well, I think the first step is to realize that in the past 8 years that I've been a commissioner, I've seen the fact that a judge executive can unilaterally appoint those seven voting members. And so that unlike any other board that the judge executive recommends people to, we always have a vote there. That's never been the case with the airport. And that's been a real problem because in my first term with previous judge executive Ralph Drees, he actually did put those positions to a vote. He didn't need to, but he did. In this past 4 years, not once have the voting members has been brought to the fiscal court for approval.
Interestingly enough, Judge Drees, former Judge Drees, had been a board member, an airport board member too. So it was kind of interesting.
And I think at a bare minimum, accountability to the judge executive's appointments are needed. And then, of course, when the story broke, I had always realized or heard about, as we all had heard, that there was some abuse. This was a plum position. It was a plum job to be appointed to, sometimes political, hopefully not always, and the travel was existing, the dinners, et cetera. I had attended one dinner in my 8 years as a commissioner, and I vowed I was never going to be returning because I realized that this was not the thing I need to be a part of. And so I realized that there have always been problems, but unless it comes to be in front of the public, I don't think anybody really wants to see a change, and it's hard to move that mountain that had been in place for decades, and it's always been that way. And at one point, I think when they expanded the board member from seven voting to these 11 non-voting, the intent at that point, I think, was honorable. They were trying to expand the input, but it's always been this then first and second class citizen, if you will, on the board, and it only takes four voting members of the seven to really control everything. And I think that's what had seen in previous years, that's exactly what was done.
We are talking about the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport and the recent Kentucky auditor's findings after a 9-month investigation of the airport. If you have a question, this is your chance to find out. If you've said, gosh, you know, I don't understand exactly what's going on, or I have some more questions, this is your chance. The number to call is 513-419-7100. You can email your questions, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So the auditor came back and said there were some concerns that he had, or his staff found in his report. What are his suggestions?
Primarily that they blow up the current structure of the board, that the existing board be expanded to 11 fully voting members. Kenton County would still have the most votes with three, but then they'd spread them out over the rest of the area. Cincinnati would get a full voting board seat. The Hamilton County would. Boone County, because the airport's in Boone County, would get two seats. The governor of Kentucky would get one. The governor of Ohio would get one. And Campbell County would get one. So that's basically, like I said, spreading out the power, spreading out the oversight over the entire region. And then there were obviously the recommendations that he came after. You know, they need to fix the oversight on their spending. They need to change their travel policies, some of which had already been done a little bit. But, I mean, things like, well, they need to really enforce their hiring practices because they found that the current judge executive's daughter, Steve Arlinghouse's daughter, had been hired improperly, which some see as a sign of potential nepotism there.
Well, with all of these suggestions, and some may think they're great and some may not, the reality is the auditor can't make them do anything.
That's
is
right.
that correct?
That's right. Yeah, ultimately, it's nothing more than a recommendation. So the only entity that can change formally that board structure is the Kentucky legislature. So a bill would have to be passed that restructures it in some form or another. And of course, everyone has the mindset as to what their vision of a good board is, everything from including leaving it alone to what Auditor Edelin's recommendation have been. And actually, the point that's been was made also by Auditor Edelin was his viewpoint was that the Kenton County Fiscal Court does not own the airport. But regardless of that issue, I think that restructuring is definitely needed to occur. But it's not going to happen unless we pass a bill in Frankfort. That's very clear.
And what are you hearing from legislators about that, James?
Well, it's going to be – I think it's going to be tougher than just putting something out there and saying, oh, just because the Kenton County Judge Executive, no offense, likes it, that we're going to do it. We've heard from several Northern Kentucky legislatures who are already thinking that Ohio is kind of bigfooting them on everything, saying, why would we give control over something like this to Ohio? I mean, you think about the fact that Ohio's overseeing the Brent Spence Bridge project, that, you know, there's already bad feelings about some of Governor Kasich's recent comments about some economic development projects that have gone back and forth. So, you know, the tensions are a little, you know, high between or tense between the two states a little bit. And especially for Northern Kentucky legislators, you know, who might say, well, I need to defend something that's owned, it's a Kentucky asset. That being said, there are others who say, hey, wait a minute, this is a regional asset. 60-80% of the traffic for the airport comes from Ohio. We need to consider that. So I will say that I think it's, you know, I won't put odds on how I think it's going to pass, but it is going to come up for debate in the coming session next spring.
And to accomplish that, one of the things I'd like to see occur is actually putting together a committee that actually studies this over the next few months, so that as we've got a couple of groups who actually may staff that, so to speak, and actually help us formulate it. And we're hoping to do that really so that when we get into the next legislative session, we'll actually hit the ground running and be able to present it with a lot of support. And so it probably will not look just like Auditor Edelin's recommendations. You know, there's going to be a lot of, as with all legislation, it gets poked and pulled, and it's not going to look exactly like his recommendation.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100. Robert's calling from White Oak. Hi, Robert. What's your question?
My question is whether or not Kenton County is looking for some form of repayment for the money that they put up to originally purchase the land and develop the assets of the airport.
Well, it's a great question, and I know as a sitting commissioner and future judge executive that we would, of course, love to have anyone send us funds to help on our operations as a county government. But that investment that was made, and if you look at the time value of money and now what kind of an asset that's turned into, I just don't think that's realistic. Some have argued to me that, hey, if Boone County wants to have a vote, they already get a lot of tax dollars, then have them pony up to the table with some funds. And that's a great discussion. I don't think it necessarily needs to happen in unison with the discussion about who oversees the board. The idea of a new structure is one of looking to kind of pull in all the parties that have skin in the game in the region long term to figure out how to reinvent the airport for the most successful operation possible. But the question's been raised, and I would gladly, I'm sure the Kenton County Treasurer would gladly accept donations to that end.
Yeah, but I mean, we've seen some valuations on the airport as high as $1 billion. So, you know, if the airport is worth $1 billion in current value, and you split that up 11 ways, that's almost $100 million per board seat. And I don't think that's very realistic, if you're talking about that. And to be honest, the Kenton County might have spent $2-3 million at the time. I think it was like $2-3 million to develop the airport in the '40s. So, you know, and to buy the land. And part of the reason it happened that way is because that was an old Army airfield that was already there. And Boone County certainly wasn't what it is now and certainly didn't have the kind of income or whatever that they could even be a part of that.
Well, and I think the other point there, too, is that when Judge Werman, who was the judge executive at the time, gave the thumbs up of Kenton County. As a thumbs up to because we were just more fiscally stable and had the wherewithal to actually go out and invest the dollars that we had. And that argument's the dollars are somewhere between $400,000 to we've heard $1 million or whatever. But, you know, at that time, the vision was we knew that Northern Kentucky needed to have that was the place to build it. And Kenton County stepped up to the plate to allow that to occur. And so there's definitely the vision that Judge Werman had. But along with that were no strings that said, hey, we've got to get some kind of yearly revenue out of it.
And they did set it up as a separate operating entity. There are plenty of airports that are still owned by cities, Cleveland, for example, Atlanta, for example, that are owned by the city and run as a separate department of the city. So, you know, the fact that they set it up as a separate entity kind of indicates that maybe they saw that this was going to grow. Interestingly enough, Brent Spence, the congressman, was very key in making that happen. He was a Covington congressman, named the bridge is named after him, but he was longest sitting legislator in Kentucky history, incredibly powerful, and he's one of the people that actually helped land the airport for Kenton County at the time. So,
Robert, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it. It seemed that for a long time, the airport worked, and the airport seemed to have the ability to function well. James, you're disagreeing?
No, I'm not disagreeing. I mean, I can get to the heart of that. And that's basically the airline industry has imploded on itself. And airline consolidation, it was already starting to happen. The cracks in the business model were already starting to happen. But then 9/11 happened. And then the country hit a recession, and it hit another recession, and you've had airline merge with airline merge with airline. And once Delta merged with Northwest, and Northwest had just dumped a ton of money into this beautiful new terminal in Detroit, where there's a lot more business traffic locally than Cincinnati. It's a much bigger market. You know, you saw where the chips were going to fall. And so once we lost all those flights. At one point, we had 700, 800 flights to, 250 cities. Well, now we're below, 300 flights a day. And that has nothing to do with the airport board. That had completely everything to do with the airline economics.
I'm going to get another caller in here before we run out of time. Alice is calling from Anderson. Hi, Alice. What's your question? Alice? Our phone system seems to have gone a little crazy. So we're going to let you continue
that. Yeah, my point is, to piggyback on James' comment, is that I think the thing is even if we had 700, 800, 900 flights a day out of CVG and the antics, if you will, of the sitting board and how it's operating came to light, it would still need to be restructured. The board doesn't set pricing, and a fixed board, so to speak, cannot necessarily get fares reduced or increase flights. But what it can do is bring people to the table for the next 20 years to talk about what does CVG need to do? Does it need to be reinvented? Does it need to expand its market? And hopefully by allowing these other players at the table, they can bring those kind of visionaries to come to the table to talk about the future.
And I would say that, I have also previously covered the airlines before I took my current role. I've talked to people in the airline industry who have said that, the airline industry, at the time when CVG needs to most try to recruit new airline carriers, the airline industry is seeing what's going on, all the turmoil, all the disagreement, all the scandal, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, do we really want to go there? So, cleaning house for one reason or another, if that's the only reason, if you want more competition and fares in here, then that's something that I know that the airlines are looking for, stability.
And so you think that by changing the way the airport is run or changing the way board members are appointed will make a difference to the airlines?
I think just all the airlines want to know is that this isn't going to happen again, whether it's just changing who's on the board or changing the way the board does business. I don't know. But I can tell you the airlines, they want no part of this right now.
I do want to let everybody know that we have links to James' stories on our website, WVXU.org, on the Cincinnati Edition page. Thank you both for being here. Time went quickly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking about the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. My guests today were Kenton County Commissioner and Judge Executive-Elect Chris Knockelman and Cincinnati Inquirer investigative reporter James Pilcher. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andres. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike McEnich. Archives of our programs are available on our website, WVXU.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.